President Truman's press conference in the Old State Building, 3 April 1952.
A current issue of a weekly news magazine contains an article which states that certain officials have voiced criticism regarding the ability of the United Nations truce team at Panmunjom. I wish to make it perfectly clear that the responsible officials of this government, and myself in particular, have complete and unequivocal confidence in the integrity and competence of our negotiators. They're doing a splendid job.
Can we do that over?
A current issue of a weekly news magazine contains an article which states that certain officials have voiced criticism regarding the ability of the United Nations truce team at Panmunjom. I wish to make it perfectly clear that the responsible officials of this government, and myself in particular, have complete and unequivocal confidence in the integrity and competence of our negotiators. They're doing a splendid job. The Attorney General has resigned, and James P. McGranry, U.S. District Judge for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, will take his place.
U.S. District Judge?
Yes. He's one of the judges for the Eastern District. There are several.
James
P. McGranry. And the program will be carried on by the Attorney General from now on.
You're speaking of the corruption cleanup
investigation. Yes, the investigation cleanup.
Mr. President, would you continue to support the shelter of a subcommittee investigating the rights of the private citizens and their legal responsibilities?
That's up to them. I don't run those congressional committees. I don't run those congressional committees. They run themselves, much to my regret.
Mr. McGrath, fire Morris with your knowledge and approval.
I saw it in the papers. I saw that in the paper.
I take it, Mr. President, that you didn't know about it before Mr.
It was it was under discussion, but I was not consulted when it was done.
Mr. President, you consulted before it was done, sir.
Talk to me about it. I was talked to about it, but I made no suggestion or...
Could one more thing, Mr. President. Could you or are you willing to clear up what went on at the airport yesterday? What discussion took place at the airport between you and...
That's a private conversation, and it will not be quoted by me.
Mr. President.
Let the lady speak. Be polite just once.
Mr. President, why was Mr. Morris fired? Do you think his dismissal was justified?
I can't answer the question. What was this question back here? Set this gentleman down. All right.
Mr. President, did you ask the Attorney General to resign?
The Attorney General resigned just now.
Mr. President, do you intend to reinstate Mr. Morris?
I can't answer that question. I've got a new Attorney General.
Would you ask the new Attorney General, sir, to reinstate Mr. Morris?
The new Attorney General will have a free hand. Because he wanted to. It's the best reason I know. I think that's the best answer you can get.
President, do you have a letter from Mr. McGrath? And if you do, can you tell us what's in it?
No. I can't to either question.
I ask another question. I wonder, what is your opinion of the celebrated questionnaire of Mr. Morris?
I've never seen one, so I can't answer a question like that.
Mr. President, did the Attorney General resign to you in person or by telephone?
By telephone.
Okay. Mr. President, could you clarify for me how you heard of Mr. Morris's being discharged?
So in the paper. On the ticker.
Mr. President, when will Mr. McGranry, Judge McGranry, take over?
Quick as possible.
Well, Mr. President, it been decided that Mr. McGrath would resign before he fired Mr. Morris?
I don't want to answer that question.
were the two events connected?
I don't want to answer that question.
Mr. President, did we understand you to say that the dismissal of Mr. Morris was under discussion, but that you were not aware of the exact
fact that it was going to take place, by the way? Come on, Pennsylvania, what is it?
As quickly as possible. Does that mean tonight or tomorrow? Well,
I've got to send his name down to the Congress, and they'll have to act on it.
Oh, I
don't know how long that'll take.
This is as soon as he can...
as soon as he's qualified.
Did you call up Mr. McGranary today?
I talked to him, yes.
I was about to ask, when you first talked to Mr. McGranary about...
Oh, about an hour and a half ago, or
I don't believe it was quite that long, was it, Joe?
Thank heaven they won't be calling.
Mr. President, did Mr. McGrath give you any indication why he was resigning?
He resigned.
He resigned by telephone. Did you make the call, or did he, Mr. President?
I can't answer that question. I can't answer the question.
Mr. President, did you talk to Mr. McGrath before or after you talked to Mr. McGranary?
Before.
Talked to Mr. McGrath.
You understand it that the dismissal of Mr. Morris does stick. That's
a matter for the Attorney General to handle. The Attorney General appointed him. The Attorney General brought him down to Washington. It's up to the Attorney General to decide what to do with him.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, one more question. This organization that Morris has set up down the old Washington Post building.
That's a plug, man. That's a plug. Go on.
Existence.
That's up to the Attorney General.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. To the Attorney General. I'm glad you gave a plug for the Washington Post.
Technicality involving the resignation, forcing the resignation of Mr. Morris. Mr. McGrath asked Mr. Morris to send his files back to the FBI. Now, if the files go back to the FBI, they remain with Mr. Morris.
They'll remain in the charge of the Attorney General. They're his files. No matter what happens.
I want to belabor this point. Could I ask this question? Was the gentleman McGrath's resignation voluntary?
Yes. A resignation is always voluntary, Tony.
The matter of Mr. McGrath's resignation discussed at your conference with him yesterday.
I don't want to discuss that.
Are you about to draft the usual letter?
We'll see about that. They've always been in it.
President, do you have any objection to the retention of Morris or the rehiring of Morris?
That's a matter for the Attorney General to settle, and that'll be the new Attorney General.
Mr. President, I didn't even hear the prospective Attorney General indicated how he feels toward Mr. Morris.
I haven't discussed the matter with him.
Will the new Attorney General be down to warn Mr. President?
I can't say. I don't think he'll come down until he winds up his judicial affairs and until he's confirmed by the Senate, Joe.
Mr. President, have you talked to Mr. Morris since he's been fired?
No.
Sir, did you tell the new Attorney General that one of his first tasks will be the decision with respect to Mr. Morris?
No. That's up to him.
Mr. President,
You're kind of tangled up, aren't you, man? Now, come on, ask your question. All right, I'm sorry.
We understood that Mr. Morris was your man to conduct it, and now he's fired, and you don't tell us whether it's, in your opinion, a justifiable dismissal. It leaves Mr. Morris under the cloud.
Mr. Morris was brought down here by the Attorney General. He was hired by the Attorney General, and the Attorney General fired him. Now, that's all there is to it, mate.
And we were wrong in thinking he was your
General.
Man.
He was not my man. Never.
All right. Attorney General.
Go ahead now. You want to talk Missouri politics.
Missouri politics.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I can talk that, see.
We have information in St. Louis that General Vaughn has telephoned Missouri Democratic leaders asking him what they think about your running for the Senate. Did you know he was doing that?
General Vaughn didn't do that.
What did he do?
He didn't do anything, Pete.
You did not make calls from the White House to Missouri Democrats?
No. Some of them may have called him, but he never called any of them.
I'm talking about not
You're talking today. About the Post-Dispatch attitude toward General Vaughn, and it's not the right one.
No, that's not it. Our primary interest is whether you're going to run for the Senate.
Well, now I have to help the situation. I'm not.
You're not going to run for the Senate.
I shall not be a candidate for the United States Senator in Missouri. That satisfies you, doesn't it, Pete?
President, how about the House of Representatives?
No. Same thing, same answer. Somebody asked.
United States Senator.
Well, I'll tell you that when it comes time for me to vote in the primary. I'll tell you the person for whom I will vote. Well, it'll be time enough then.
Simon told a number of us when he called on you that he would not run unless he got the green light from you.
I gave no one a green light.
Now, could I ask one more question?
Yeah.
Would you intend to go back to independence?
Certainly, that's the hope.
Could you tell us what you hope to do in your leisure time?
Oh, I've got a lot of things I expect to do, and I think it'll all be for the welfare of the country. I'm going to try my best to continue to fight for peace in the world and for the welfare of the people of the United States as a whole.
Will you do any lecturing or writing?
Well, I'll cross that river when we get to it. I'm not talented in that direction, Duke. You can never tell, though, what a man can do.
Mr. President, do you have any comment on Senator Humphrey's bill? Next president.
What does he want? How does he want to dispose of them? Does he want to put them in the river? I made a suggestion one time that it'd be a grand thing if ex-presidents and ex-vice presidents could have the freedom of the floor of the House and the Senate to talk but not to vote. Is that a bill in that? Well, I'm in favor of it.
Mr. President, turning to another resignation, do you have a successor chosen for Mr. Charles E. Wilson?
No, not at the present time. I'll announce it one more.
Can you tell us your plans in the steel situation?
No comment.
Mr. President, if we're off of Missouri politics,
no, we're not. We're not, I hope.
No, I just wondered, do you favor Governor Stevenson for the Democratic nomination?
No comment.
Mr. President.
I said that this would be a free convention, and it will be. What's that?
Do you still intend to appoint an ambassador to the Vatican? And if so, can you give us any idea of how soon?
I'm not ready to answer that question.
Thank you.
What's your hurry?